So I'm going to respond here with a voice message just because it's easier, because it's a lot to type, and why I feel the way I feel and why I say the stuff I do on my show. I would first start out by making a couple of points that the word Semite is actually kind of misdirected, I guess, when it's used in the context of, quote, anti-Semitism, because that's just a language group. Semitic is a language group, of course. It doesn't just include Jews, it also includes Palestinians. So it's really not an accurate term, but the more you look into everything, the more you realize that everything has been inverted, subverted, and perverted. And by everything, I mean absolutely everything. So that's number one. Number two is that back in 2013, January, I believe, so going back almost 9 years after that Sandy Hoax shooting occurred, or what was meant to look like a shooting, here in America, they passed an act called the Smith-Mundt Modernization Act. That's M-U-N-D-T. And that lifted the propaganda ban that they had in this country, which legally allows the U.S. government to lie to us. So that means anything that we're seeing in the news and even the alternative news is a complete fabrication. I mean, of course, it was peppered with fabrications prior to that. For example, 9/11 wasn't what we thought it was. It was, quote, an inside job. It's more than that. It was Israel, actually, that did that. They detonated the towers. It was not a plane flying into it. They just showed us that so we would be conditioned to believe that it was a plane, but that was a hologram. And the reason that I am, quote, anti-Semitic, or I would just say, that's the wrong word to actually even use, because that's a media buzzword. The right word to use is just, I'm against anything that's a violation of nature. That's the best way to put it. And the things that that group of individuals are doing is wholly against nature. Now, of course, it's not every single person who has the Kohanim gene. Of course, they are a race. They are not a religion. They fly under a religion so they can get away with the things that they do. In their, quote, holy book called the Talmud, which is oftentimes hard to find in translations, they say the most horrific things about Gentiles. They say terrible things about Jesus. Personally, I'm not Christian. I'm not religious. I'm very spiritual. I'm very into God, but I'm not religious. But for people who are religious, they say things like Jesus is bubbling to death in a cauldron of hot feces, which is just really vile. Of course, these entities are obsessed with scat and corporophagia, part of their religion, part of their belief system. Everything we're seeing playing out in the world today, like that list I had sent and other things, all these things we're seeing play out in the world, from the, quote, pandemic to, gosh, I mean, everything, it is written in their, quote, holy book. This is their religion. Pedophilia is their religion. Everything that goes against nature, godliness, humanness, the flora, the fauna, all humans, this is their game. And of course, they're not the highest of the highest entity. They're just like they're kind of like what we see. We who see it, see it. They are the only thing that we see is causing the problem. Of course, there's a hierarchy where I'm assuming that there's a higher up even above them. Of course, this doesn't apply to every person who has the Kohanim gene who's racially Jewish. Many of them are just useful idiots. They go along with the pogroms out there. They go along with vaccination. They go along with promoting everything that is dastardly to civilization, especially the civilizations of the Western world, or to whites. And they are not white. Whilst they may have white skin, they are not white. You ask them themselves, most of them will tell you that they are not white. Of course, skin color is just one of the markers of race. And the individuals behind this entire, quote, pandemic, which I call Oyid AI, Oy like Oyve, Yid like Yiddish, AI because 19 like COVID-19 is AI. This is an artificial intelligence driven thing. The entire body of entities behind Oyid AI are all racial Jews. All the people who work for the CDC, all racial Jews. This entire thing, the World Economic Forum, Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab, Anthony Fauci, all racial Jews. You look back far enough, you see that every time something was happening in history, I mean, they've been kicked out of 109 countries. You go back to Carthage in 250 AD, they were kicked out. Why were they kicked out? Because they were doing money laundering, usury, Jewish ritual murder, murdering Gentile children. There were so many children in the 10th century who were beatified and made into saints because they had been ritually murdered. I mean, if you knew what I knew, I know you'd feel the same way. I know everybody would feel the same way. Maybe some of the things that you're basing what you said on is based on maybe prior thoughts of things like what happened during World War II, the quote Holocaust, or what I call the hollow hoax. That didn't happen. There are many pieces of information out there that they are trying to scrub off the internet as fast as they can. There is one called Holocaust Deprogramming Course. I'm not sure if it's still up, but that was a hoax. The Red Cross records show that about 300,000 people died. Many of them were firebombed to death by the Allies, of course. They had other things like infestation via typhus, starvation, very dirty living situations. But 6 million Jews were not gassed. That is a fantasy theater, a kosher theater lie. That keeps a lot of people paralyzed from becoming aware, aka anti-Semitic. So that's kind of where I am with that. There's so much to it. I have older shows that I did that kind of go back into the archives, and I have kind of softened some of the language that I'm utilizing on the newer shows because I really want to cast a humongous net. I want people to really be able to have access to the broadcast. And granted, my target audience or most of my audience happens to be white. I do have people who listen to the show who are black, who are mixed, who are Asian, who are Dravidian, you know, Indian. So people all over listen to it and they respect my opinion and the facts on the show because they know that after, they get basically this, the whole thing going on is white genocide. They want to off the white race because we have the highest IQ. They know that we are Amalek, what they call in the Bible, Amalek. We are the adversary, their adversary. So they really want to get rid of us. But the other races, they're next on the chopping block. North Asians are next on the chopping block after whites. And yes, a lot of whites are kind of lowly and I have disdain for them. And they've fucked up in a lot of ways. And I have a lot of, feelings of disappointment and frustration for my own race. But I still want to see my race flourish. That's why I am not a fan of miscegenation or race mixing. I don't think it's good for the white race. I don't think it's good for the black race. I don't think it's good for any race to do that. I just don't. And it's really quite a cosmopolitan kind of last century thing that I don't think really, if we were in our areas like our great grandparents were or our grandparents, we really wouldn't be doing anything like that. And also, I don't have vitriol for other races. I don't have vitriol for blacks. I realize that a lot of the blacks here in America, the African-American ones, they are 13% of the population and they account for 50% of the crime. So that's just a stat. That's not really my opinion. I know there are always ones of every race that has a cream of the crop. There are always, you know, the Malcolm X's and the Marcus Garvey's. Unfortunately, there aren't really any role models nowadays for them. Really, all they have is like a Louis Farrakhan who's could possibly be controlled opposition or, you know, kind of giving 95% truth with a little bit of other stuff in there. But he has pretty much an anti-white streak. So I'm not a fan of that, which is actually kind of interesting because he himself looks like he has a pretty large percentage of white blood. Oh, and also something else that's interesting. The Africans that are in Africa, they don't like black Americans. They don't like African Americans. They're so different, you know, because I guess there's that. I think there's more of a difference there than there is with, you know, Europeans ever left Europe and the people of our race who are here in this country. Of course, the African-American is a sub-race. They are usually around 70 to 80% Negroid, and the rest is a mixture of European blood as well as, of course, Jewish blood. I also should mention that the transatlantic slave trade, 2% of whites at the height of the slave trade owned slaves. The rest of the slave owners were all Jews. So there's a lot of history that the white man, the white woman, especially the white man, gets blamed for, you know, being evil whitey when, well, it was Jews, unfortunately, masquerading as whites, just like the British Empire is the Yiddish Empire. Oh, and the last thing I guess I should probably say is that I'm not sure how much you have looked into the whole virology aspect of what's happening with this, quote, pandemic of Oyid AI. There is no virus. It's virologically impossible that a dead particle wafting through the air that the body manufactures upon contact with toxins could make other people sick. Contagion is a hollow hoax. I've done probably 100 shows on this topic, going back to the beginning of this whole thing in March of 2020, because I was so disturbed by people just blindly falling for something so ludicrous and so fantasy-like. So there is no virus. Vaccination is a moot talking point because there's no need for a vaccination if there is no virus. Also, something to mention that Salk and Sabin, they were both Jews as well. They were the ones behind some of the first vaccinations and things like that. So a lot of the things that evil whitey gets blamed for is in fact the handiwork of Jews. So they pretend to be white when they want to blame it on us, and they pretend to be, well, they don't pretend, they are who they are when they're being persecuted. You know, they're plumbing through the eternal victim, like they always want to pretend to be the eternal victim. And of course, they've put that on blacks as well. So yeah, that's pretty much all I wanted to mention with that. Okay, cool.